1,700 bands are coming to Austin, Texas, the second week of March. I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. It's all part of the South by Southwest Music Festival. We'll be there to broadcast the best bands. 21 bands with black in their name, 12 white, 10 red, 9 kids, 7 blue, 6 big, 5 bear, and 3 more with names I wouldn't say out loud. On this edition of All Songs Considered, a preview of South by Southwest. We will be there broadcasting live for the radio and webcasting live as well. And along with our hosts from member stations KUT and KEXP, The Current, WFUV, and WXPN, I'll be hanging out there at my first South by Southwest Festival with Song of the Day editor Stephen Thompson. Greetings, Stephen.
Hello, Bob.
And monitor mix blogger and Slater Guinea guitarist Carrie Brownstein. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. And we're going to preview lots of music that's going to be at South by Southwest. And I've been literally going through a torrent of bands, 788 bands I threw into my iPod last week. And Steve and I started at Z.
Yeah,
you started at A. We're going to meet in the middle.
Oh, no, we're going to be here for hours.
Yeah, I got all the way up to AA Bondi.
No, you got further than that.
No, I only got... I think like about 3/4 of the way through the H's. I mean, obviously we plow through hundreds and hundreds of CDs here to decide whether to cover them. And there's sort of this process, like you've kind of got the gong, you know, the game show, The Gong Show.
Mm-hmm.
And in your head, there's like a gong and like there's a little Charles Nelson Reilly and there's a little J.P. Morgan. And they're kind of constantly wrestling for the gong to decide whether to turn it off and put on the next CD. And each time you listen to a CD, there's this process like, okay, I didn't really like the first song. Do I give it another song? Do I give it another song? I find that even when you're listening to individual songs, there's that gong show going on in your head of like, no, next song.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's just pick one. Let's pick one from Carrie's list. Throw us a cut, and we'll see if we gong it or not.
Let's pick a band that I myself have never seen, and which is one of the best parts of South by Southwest, and I'm not totally sure about, but they're called the Evangelicals. Three young men from Oklahoma City. I think it's beautiful music. It's kind of like ELO, Little Flaming Lips. It's great.
Yeah, what I love about them is there's sort of this mixture of like weirdness and also warmth.
Yeah, and it's not quirky for the sake of being quirky. I feel like it doesn't just seem like, oh, let's throw in this weird sound because we have nowhere else to go. It's a real exploration, and it's a wonderful album to listen to.
Great.
I'm going to go with somebody who's sort of the opposite of quirky, a singer-songwriter named Sarah Cahoon. Her stuff is very soft. She seems to do a lot of her songs are sort of about comforting the weary. She kind of plays what I call like hammock music or hammock songs, you know, which is songs that just
laying
kind of
in
like,
the sun.
Yeah, songs that just kind of lay you down and pour you an iced tea.
Good. Let's listen to Sarah Cahoon. What is it, a new CD that she
Yeah,
has?
she's got a new CD out this month called Only as the Day is Long, and the song I picked is called You're Not Broken.
And she is an S-E-R-A Sarah.
S-E-R-A.
So thank you. got a great voice.
Yeah, her songs, a lot of her songs are kind of like, you're tired, have a cup of cocoa. I love her. She's amazing. I've never seen her live, so that's one that I'm very, very excited to see.
Has anybody heard of a band called Fan Farlow?
No.
Before? Fan Farlow.
F-A-N-F-A-R-L-O.
I probably listened. I did get through the
You
Fs,
got through the Fs. So well, this song, I mean, yesterday I set my record, 445 parts of songs in one day. Just can't sick. It's totally sick. I know. But this was something that really jumped out at me. The song's called Fire Escape. They're from the UK. It's all I know about them, but I'm going to seek them out when I get to South by Southwest. Any reactions?
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I actually got through this one, and I painstakingly took these little notes with next to each song just so I would remember what they sound like. And usually they were incredibly insightful statements like rock that sucks.
And what do you remember anything?
I remember liking that song, yeah. and putting a little Z was my, I do X, Y, and Z, and if I liked something, it got a Z.
Well, I'm going to find out more about them. Their influences on their MySpace page lists all things that I like here, which is Broken Social Scene and New to Milk Hotel, Olivia Tremor Control. We will find them. Just for folks who are listening to this should know that next week your local station may well cast a lot of what we do from South by Southwest, KUT, KXP, The Current, WFUV, WXPN. And then, of course, online at npr.org, if you type npr.org/SXSW, I'm going to practice that on the plane all the way down, you can find us webcasting bands like My Morning Jacket, Vampire Weekend, YOLO Tango, Jens Lechman, Yesayer, Bon Iver, Vampire Weekend, and REM, and a bunch of other Athens bands. And then we're going to grab people on the street, I swear we are, and we're going to pull them aside, and we're going to have them record songs for us. We're going to have a lot of fun down there. And, of course, Stephen, you're going to blog like you did last
Absolutely.
Year, yeah, which was really a lot of fun to read.
Awesome, yeah. That should be great. It's
and Carrie, Monitor Mix blogger for us, is going to also write and tell us stories and find people and lots of interesting things, correct?
Correct. How did you put it? Grabbing people off the street?
That's it.
We'll be stalking people.
We will be. And I'm going to give you a microphone and a kit, by the way, so you can record stuff. I'll bring it down there for you.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. So pick us a favorite, someone you're looking forward to seeing down there, Carrie.
There's a band called Time's New Viking. And every couple of years, a band comes around that turns the treble on their amplifiers up to 10 and the bass to 0. And it can be grating, but if it comes along at the right time and there's been enough space between the last band that did this, it can be pretty galvanizing. And this is a very lo-fi sounding band. I've never seen them, and I just kind of discovered them recently, although I think they have maybe at least 2 albums out. But this song is called Dropout.
Okay, that hurt.
I know. It did kind of hurt. I feel like 2 pairs of earplugs in each ear.
Yeah.
And that I mean, it could be a drive-by on that band. It could be. Right.
Drive-by would be what?
You know, you go in, you see a couple songs, and then you need to step outside.
Gotcha. Oh, absolutely. Okay.
And, I'm guessing a young crowd. That's my prediction.
It sounded like when I used to put quarters on the needle, on the tone arm of the record player. I didn't know it was going to ever be a sound that
we all sound
for.
We sound old right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
No, I feel the same way. Yeah. Coming through these tiny cans I'm wearing right now, I was like, oh, what am I going to do when I'm in the room live and it's 10 times louder than that?
Have you guys ever heard The Locust?
No.
Yeah. From San Diego, right?
Incredibly shrill. Each song is about 40 seconds long, and they're just like, I almost died going to see The Locust. It was at this club in Austin called Emo's, which is sort of two clubs in one. And the capacity was based on the combined total of the two rooms. And in one club was The Locust, and in the other club was this band called Japan Cakes, which plays this very smooth, dreamy instrumental music. And I stuck around for a few songs by The Locust and was like, I'm going to have to check out Japan Cakes. And everybody in the world had exited The Locust and gone in to see Japan Cakes. And it was this terrifying crush of people. It was like drowning in molasses.
Yeah, what I'm curious about with Times New Viking is whether when they don't have, you know, the recording equipment or lack of technology to produce that distorted sound. You know, I mean, they could sound really heavy when maybe live, although I have a feeling it's going to be a couple Fenders plugged into Fenders and treble really high.
It's just going to be one guy yelling.
Just one guy yelling.
Steven.
Yeah. All right. I'm actually going to go with one of the nicest little stories I saw at South by Southwest last year. This guy who was the lead singer of a band called Troubled Hubble, named Chris Otepka, he and his girlfriend drove from Champaign, Illinois to Austin, Texas, which is, I think, about 18 hours drive, to play like a friend's party in the afternoon. So he and his girlfriend drive 18 hours, play 8 songs for 20 minutes, grabbed his guitar, got back in his car, and drove 18 hours back to Champaign, Illinois to play for like 20 people. And the sort of the sad thing, I mean, it's weird because there's a lot of that sort of, you know, people go to a lot of the bands go to this festival and they get their 20 minutes and then they just leave. They just go on to the next thing. And what killed me about this was that he was awesome. He's just an amazing singer-songwriter.
Who is
just
it?
One of my favorites. This is a song by Troubled Hubble from one of my favorite records of a few years ago. This is from a record called Making Beds in a Burning House. This is To Be Alive and Alone.
It's nice to see you back in the game, back playing the field, back to your old ways. We don't want love, we just want to be touched. Some just touch while others want love. And relationships are way too much. Don't give me your heart because I've had enough. It's hopeful to know you are there for me as a friend with benefits or a friend in need.
Yeah, do you know anything of what they're doing these days?
Yeah, he's kind of touring solo under the name Heligoats. Not sure how that's going to work out for him. But he was amazing. His stuff is sort of wry but not too clever. And I just thought he was terrific playing, you know, 8 songs for 20 minutes and then in the middle of a 36-hour drive.
Yeah, it sounds like a good songwriter, but if I saw the words Heligoat or maybe that's one word. The word
Heligoats, yeah, one word.
That seems like false advertising a little bit. I would not expect to hear that pop sound that he does so wonderfully.
Yeah, it seems like it should be heavier.
Yes, or his name should be lighter. Like, hello, goat, you know.
There
hello,
you go.
Hello, goat.
Hello, goat. Yeah.
Two words.
She and him. You guys have heard this She and Him record. This is M. Ward.
Yeah, this is nice.
And,
and
this.
Zoe...
Deschanel.
Deschanel, thank you. And this is a great record. And I didn't, this just surprised me. I didn't know the two were working together. M. Ward's been someone we've had on our show numerous times. He makes these incredibly dreamy affairs that are beautiful pop songs. And I don't know Zoe's music very well. Who does?
I know her much more as an actress.
Me too. I think she has a great voice from what I've heard, and she's sang in a few movies. And actually, they recorded part of this record in Portland, and Janet Weiss, formerly...
of a little band you may have heard of?
It was Slater Kinney, currently with Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks and Quasi. She actually played on a few songs on this record, which I do not think they used. But I think they recorded quite a few songs for this album. And the word around Portland when they were recording was that it was really exciting and great music. Everyone was really impressed with Zoe. Everyone was familiar with Matt already. But I think this is a great album.
Let's listen to it. And then I want to do a lightning round. We're just going to go around. We're going to name bands, and we're just going to go bang, 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 and we're going to play a whole bunch of stuff. So let's listen to She and Him. And the whole record has this kind of 1950s-ish, almost Carol King-y, Jerry Goffin kind of sound, and it's pretty cool. So, lightning round time. We're just going to, you're going to tell me the name of the group, you're going to tell me the cut, if you know where they're from, or you know, one little sentence, that's all I want. And then we're going to the next one. Carrie Brownstein, you are first.
Tift Merritt. I've never seen her before. I just heard her interviewed, actually, on NPR. And she sounded very intelligent, and I think she has a beautiful voice. And I'm looking forward to seeing some country music.
Okay.
Lost hours and secrets to no one will find but you, and falling is like brand new rain. Places I have never been, I thought these things would come to me. Love is another country.
Stephen Thompson, that was a slow lightning round, nice country
right,
piece.
I'll try to pick it up.
By Tift Merritt. What do you got?
All right, this I just sort of skimmed across and listening to hundreds of MP3s, and apparently she's big in the blogs, which means she's probably sold out, and I'm supposed to hate her. But this is it's just a peppy little pop song by a singer named Basha Bulat, I believe is how it's pronounced. This is In the Night.
Great. Next, we're going to go to a band I never heard of before. They're called Exodus Honey. I know nothing about them at all. The song's called Honey Cut, but boy, I thought this was good. an Apple commercial. Now I know why I liked it and it felt so familiar. Okay, Carrie, on to you. What do you got?
My next one is Thurston Moore. Sometimes it's it's good to go and see someone that you love their bands, but you need to renew your love for them as a player. And I think Thurston Moore is going to be really impressive. This track is The Shape Is in a Trance.
That's Stephen Thompson. That's Thurston Moore. What do you have?
I'm going to go with, I actually picked this for Song of the Day a couple months ago. It's a really, really pretty song called Serpentine by a singer from Michigan named Chris Bathgate.
How does someone, like a lightning round, I know, but how does someone with a pretty sound come off in, like, you know, these umpteen bars and people coming in and out and people talking and all that
You know,
stuff?
It really depends. I've actually walked out of shows where I thought the song was really pretty on the CD and then there are a bunch of yammering industry types drowning it out. If it's going to be a depressing experience to see it, I'll usually just walk out. That happened with a duo called Chris and Thomas a couple years ago where I loved the song and it was a horrible, horrible live because of the setting.
So this is
this is a singer from Michigan named Chris Bathgate. The song is called Serpentine.
Okay.
All serpents on the tartness in my chest, rest and subsides and wandled on with a hum that split its length. Does my name sting your tongue? Now does it, babe?
I'm not going to be very informative again. I'm going to pick another record that I've heard now once, and it's called Move Out. It's by a group called Magic Arm. All I know is they're from Manchester, and, you know.
No idea.
What, do you guys know this band? Are they famous? Or?
They pick a name generator to get that name.
I spent a few hours with a name generator, name generator the other day, and it was so much fun. Tune Pump was my favorite, but Tune Pump will not be playing South by Southwest. but Magic Arm will, however, Ooh. And let's give a listen.
Reminding me,
Ah, the home of the Buzzcocks, the home of Smiths from Manchester, The Fall. Yeah. I like this band, even the second time through.
I feel like you're going to be dancing to that, Bob, with a partner shimmying across the room.
You have to get a video.
I'll be blogging that. I'm going to go now to Black Mountain, a band that the industry types cannot talk over. Sometimes volume is your friend at South by Southwest, especially if you're a band. I think, you know, there's a lot of chatter, and this band is a force to be reckoned with. This song is called Evil Ways.
And we will try to put full versions of all the songs we play on the show as best we can. So if you're frustrated that you're only here in 30 seconds, we want to just get to a lot of stuff of great bands coming. So look to the website, npr.org/allsongs, and let's listen to Black Mountain. Black Mountain, we just had them on our show recently with Bon Iver, who opened. Bon Iver will be part of our South by Southwest coverage. You can hear a concert, full concert by him, by Black Mountain, all on our website. And it was pretty loud.
I think that I'm excited for that label showcase.
Yeah.
I think
the label is?
That is Jag Jaguar, but they are partnered with Secret Lee Canadian and Dead Oceans, who put out the Evangelicals record. And this
is the first thing we played, right?
Right. And South by Southwest is a great time for labels to strut their stuff. And I think that triumvirate of labels is probably the most exciting place, like single place, to find music right now in the U.S. And they have band after band that I think are impressive and dynamic and exciting. And that's probably the most excited I am for a single show.
I'm going to rain on the lightning round just for a second and just ask the question. Do people buy music by label anymore? I mean, there were actually record stores that used to organize this whole record store by label, for goodness sake. And I just don't know in the age of like going and grabbing stuff online whether labels matter.
I totally agree. I mean, there's definitely a time where you look to Sub Pop or Touch and Go or SST.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the advent of the downloadable single or music blogs or...
Do you even know what labels are on when you download them?
Yeah, exactly. You usually don't care. But I feel like this is a label that's reminded us that there's something to having bands curated. Curated content is still important because there's so much music out there that if you can start to trust a source for music, then you can go there again and again and maybe take a risk. Like, I'm going to buy... you know, this new band because they're on a label that I trust. And it's been a long time since I felt that way.
That's great. That's great. Stephen, what do you have for us? We're back to the lightning round.
Yeah, Bon Iver is a perfect entry point into this. There are certain bands. I've got this rule at South by Southwest where if I would hire a babysitter in order to go see that band here in D.C., then I'm going to skip something that might be a discovery and go to see a band I know I love. And so Bon Iver is a perfect example. That's probably that's probably going to be my favorite album of this year. I just love that record so much.
And you don't even have kids, so that's
I know. I actually acquire kids and then hire a babysitter to watch them just so I can go see them.
Don't tell his children.
But, you know, Bon Iver is a band that I'll see as many times as I can see them. Shearwater is playing the festival again this year, one of my favorite bands. Laura Gibson is a singer-songwriter I just love.
I hear the rain. Lightning round.
Lightning round. Sorry. Oh, I could just talk all day and not play music. I just love this band, Not a Surf. I've seen them a bunch of times. So much of the music I love is so depressing, and this band is so optimistic, and they're amazing live. They've been around a long time. This is See These Bones.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. And life is just bets anyway. Look alive, see these bones. What you are now, we were once. Try as they might.
Okay, so now it's quirk time, because there's got to be bands that you go down there and you see and you go, whoa, this is really weird. So I'm expecting that. I listen to something. This guy just could be honest and does what he does, and I think it's quirky, or I have no idea. Anyway, it's called Down in My Grave, the Ironweed Project.
Now I moved from Mississippi in about 1943. I don't quite recollect where I ended up, but it was somewhere that I shouldn't have been. Now there are things when I look back and start thinking, man, where did my life go? But you know what? There's one thing I never asked myself. That is, where am I gonna be tomorrow? When this whole damn world just keeps on changing. Mm-hmm. And when this whole damn world won't ever be the same. Mm-hmm. When this whole damn.
Okay, so that's the Ironweed Project. I have no clue.
It turned into Lowrider like halfway through.
That's right.
Okay, Stephen.
All right. this is like nothing else we've talked about. This is Foot Patrol.
Name generator.
Seriously.
Well,
except that this is
there's a mission. Here.
It's appropriate. You're gonna sense a theme. This is called Photography.
Cool.
Yeah. This is for foot parties only. What's up, baby?
What's that?
I want you to lift your foot up.
Okay.
Take this picture.
Alright.
And we got some beautiful toes, baby.
I know. I know I do.
Photography. Remove thy shoes from thy feet so we could get a picture. Foot patrol. Photography. Remove thy shoes from thy feet so we could get a picture. Foot patrol. Photography. I'm that nigga that you think about when you want someone's toes all up in your mouth.
And the rest of this song we're going to leave to your imagination.
I want to hear the guy's entire album.
That's it.
I'm there.
That's it. And speaking of comedy, hopefully, what do you got, Carrie?
I have Eugene Merman, and I'm just going to be ready to hear something that's not music. So I'm going to be looking forward to just a night of talking. And even if people aren't laughing, that means it's going to be even quieter.
They'll be laughing.
They'll be laughing. This guy's really funny.
Great. So with all the stuff that you're going to see, there are 1,400, 1,700 bands. You might see 100 bands, right? I mean, can you make sense of it? Can you walk away and say, I've been turned on to new music? Carrie first.
That's the reason to go, is to leave feeling inspired and ready to proselytize about all these great new bands you saw.
Stephen Thompson?
Yeah, I find at the end what I remember is just the interactions with fans and with other people who are as obsessed with music as I am. That's kind of the best part, I think.
Good. So we'll be there at South by Southwest, and so will KUT, KEXP, The Current, WFUV, WXPN. We'll have My Morning Jacket. They have a whole new record of which they'll present there at South by Southwest, and you can hear that live from the Austin Music Hall. We'll have Jens Lechman, Yesayer, Bon Iver. In addition, we'll have REM and this band, Vampire Weekend.
Joanna, go!
This will be the first time this band is coming to South by Southwest. That's not unusual. But they're coming as the most anticipated group of the 1,700 bands. They are the band that most have heard and few have seen. So we called Ezra Koenig, a guitarist, songwriter, and singer with Vampire Weekend, to find out how they're getting ready for their appearance.
I guess we don't really know what to expect. We've toured a lot, so the idea of playing shows is not scary or new to us. And we've even played in Austin, and we've played all over. So I don't know. I guess I'm not too concerned about what the shows will be like. I imagine they'll be pretty standard. I guess the atmosphere of the whole event might be interesting to see.
Are you a fan? Are you like a music fan? Do you go to concerts? Do you do all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge music fan. I, at this point, don't have much time to go to concerts. And when I get home and I have a few days in the city, I'm not that anxious to go to a venue and watch a live band. But, you know, I have been going to shows my whole life.
And did you ever make it to South by Southwest as a fan?
No.
Uh-huh. So this is totally your first.
Yeah.
Like in every way. What do you like to see when you go hear a band for the first time, especially a band you're familiar with their record?
Oh, well, I mean, that's always the best when you can hear a song that you're already familiar with and excited about and see it performed live. I mean, I like bands where there's some personality, I like it when singers talk a lot. Not that I don't try to talk that a lot myself, but it can be awkward. But I like singers people who have the microphone who talk to the audience, because that just makes it more interesting. I think that's a huge part of why you see a live show, is because you want to know what the personalities of the band members are like, and you can glean that from watching them perform as opposed to just listening to the music.
So do you ever tell stories or anything on stage? Do you?
I can. I mean, depending on the place.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're in a certain city, things come more freely because there are things to say about it. I try not to force it.
That idea of you go and see the band because you hope to hear, as a fan, you hope to hear music that you're familiar with. I would venture to say that everyone who'll come to see you guys will know your music, and they'll know the 9 songs or whatever, how many songs that are out there of yours. So you told me that after this you're heading to rehearsal.
Right.
Are you working up new songs?
We are working up new songs. Some of them are not in a state yet to perform. I mean, that's kind of all I think about lately is our second album. And in my head, I have like 15 songs that could be on it, even though almost none of them are completely written. But I feel like they could be. For this, we're playing Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
I just found that out. That's great.
Yeah, we almost just found that out too. It's been very quick. So we're going to be rehearsing with some other musicians, because for one of the songs we want to try and recreate the album recording with some other musicians.
So is it horns, and what do you got?
Got some strings in there. Actually, I'm not totally sure who we managed to get, but we got to work on it, work it out today.
So you're dealing with Saturday. You're not even dealing with next week yet.
No. Yeah, I can't even believe that we're going to be down there in a week.
Well, you sure are, and I hope when I go see a band, I really like to hear the familiarity. I do like to hear a little bit of banter on stage, but I like personally to be surprised by a new song or two, so I've got my fingers crossed for you that you'll pull that off. And I look forward to you coming to Austin and seeing you there.
Yeah, great. We're excited for it.
Be well. Have a good rehearsal, and good luck Saturday.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join us for our live South by Southwest coverage, live concerts beginning March 12th. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Look outside.